Sunday means sports cards at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, South Florida's premier sports card and memorabilia event, the PBKC Sports Card Show, live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Like we always do at this time, it's a Big Teddy Takeover. Theo Dorsey, WPTV News Channel 5, WFLX, Fox 29, on the second floor of the PBKC. There's bartering, there's trading, there's buying, there's selling. It is the PBKC Sports Card Show. I'm alongside J Mart, as always. And we got some fun stuff to talk about today. Of course, we're coming off the heels of the Spanish women winning the World Cup. We've got NFL preseason action that just wrapped up. We got another week of it. And then also we got the college football and NFL season starting up soon. So no better time to be talking sports. No better time to be up here in the midst of some of the greatest collections of cards and memorabilia that we have in all of South Florida.
Yeah, man, it is exciting. And I am so ready to be in the midst of football season again. There's just nothing like it. And I know you tease that the preseason, that's fun, whatever. But it means nothing to me. Like, I can't get into it.
Yeah, it's hard. It doesn't matter. The games, the results don't count. And also, you know, teams are holding back. They're not showing their real stuff. The best players aren't playing. They only play a drive or two. Like, it's hard to get sucked into preseason action. But for you, Jay Martin, I wonder, because it's different for everybody, what symbolizes the actual start of football season to you? At what point are you like, oh, it's on and crack?
So for me, it's when I do my first fantasy draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Which will probably be another week.
Another week or so. How many drafts do you usually? Because last year I did five. I felt like five was too much.
Oh, goodness, bro.
I might limit it down to three or four this year. How many do you do per year? Is it just one, two?
I won't do more than two.
Yeah.
I've been doing two the last couple of years, and I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of don't want to waste any more money.
Yeah.
And I get more and more confused the more teams I have. So, I just stick to two.
Two is smart. We'll see what ends up happening this way. And that is actually a great segue, because what I wanted to kick things off with today as we get to the start. We're on the launching pad right now for football season. With college football, we have teams that, you know, all the media days are in the books. We know who's likely going to be starting for each of the teams of the major colleges. We know what we're expecting from each squad. Now it's all about getting to week zero in college football. We're right around the corner. September 2nd, the NFL is ready to go. And with college football, NFL right here on the precipice, I wonder specifically what the viewing action is going to be, what the game plan is for watching football this fall. For me, J Mart, this is the first time. I work, obviously, in local sports news as well as radio here at ESPN 106.3. And for the entirety of my professional career, since I left college, feels good the first time around. It'll be even better the second we try another stab at this, as we had a couple technical difficulties here at the second floor of the PBKC. But what you do know, J Mart, as again, it's the Big Teddy Takeover, Theo Dorsey, WPTV News Channel 5, WFLX, Fox 29. What you do know is, I mean, while we might have lost a little bit of time there on the radio airwaves, if you come up here to the PBKC to enjoy the sports card and memorabilia show, I mean, you can hear us live here from 10 to 11 a.m. While you're doing so, remember that there's free parking, it's free admission, there's a full bar, as well as there's TVs all throughout the Palm Beach Kennel Club, so you can watch anything, whatever you're watching at home. I can't promise you if it's some kind of soap opera or not. It might not be on the TV screens here, but I'm sure if it's sports related, it'll be on one of the screens here at the PBKC, so you can enjoy everything that you're having and more right up here alongside us. J Mart, back to what we were getting into, because we know when the start of football season is different for everybody, right? But at the end of the day, when the NFL actually kicks off, when college football has that first Saturday, mm-hmm. and you see the crowd erupting from Boise to all the way out, and I mean, I guess what's left of the Pac-12 out there out west? I don't know. Like Washington to Seattle, Washington, down to Gainesville, Florida. Like, you know what it feels like to feel the rush of that home crowd, mm-hmm. welcoming in their guys. I can't wait for the Florida State LSU game in Orlando. That's when I'll really know it's on and cracking, because that's going to be a big one, a major top 10 battle. But once football season is kicked off, now that I have officially had my weekends off, now that I've bargained with my fiance that the weekends, once football season kicks off, is going to be a good time for me to be able to actually lock in and watch some of these games from kickoff until the very final play and final buzzer. I wonder here what the viewing experience is going to be like, not just for me, but for you, J-Mart, and also for the many people that also have stock in their fantasy football teams or their favorite teams. And for me this year, I've already decided. Now,
okay,
it's easy for me as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, long time Kansas City Chiefs fan. you know, I actually hit my one-year anniversary a week ago.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. It was an amazing day for me. I celebrated. I had a shot to commemorate again that Super Bowl championship Patrick Mahomes delivered me in year one of Chiefs fandom. And honestly, just because I have a silver spoon in my mouth and my team is really good doesn't mean other people have to hate on me. I could have been like you, J-Mart. I could have went teamless.
True. That's right. You could have.
But I chose.
You did. You did. You chose the best team. That's right.
Why would I choose the worst team?
I don't know.
All right. So in my Chiefs fandom, of course, every Sunday/Thursday or Monday that they're playing, I'll be locked into the Chiefs game. Mm. But then I've buckled down. I finally committed to it. I'm going this year to be able to get the red zone. I'm going this year to lock in and get that so that my 5, 6, 7 fantasy football teams that I do that I will be managing this year, I'll be able to figure out and watch and see every play and every touchdown and every score. But I was hoping I'd be able to do the viewing experience out at bars, at restaurants, go out in public, enjoy it with other fans.
Mm-hmm.
Being in South Florida here, I don't know how many other Chiefs fans are going to be, you know, locking arms with me.
You might be right on that. Yeah, probably not a ton.
Not a lot. So I think this year my setup is going to be more so at the crib, posted up, being able to be locked in, watching football from sunup to sundown, and I just can't wait for it. This is just me bragging on my availability to be able to do that for the first time this year. I know that's what most people get to enjoy, but I'm just excited to be able to get that set up. Also, I'm curious what other people's setup is for Sundays, even for Saturdays, ahead of football season, so maybe I can adjust my schedule, adjust what I'm doing, and do it the right way for the first time, J-Mark. You've been able to do this for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I thought you were going to say you were going to invest in the Sunday ticket so you could watch all of the games.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That, you know, I mean, that's pretty expensive.
I was about to say.
And I, frankly, it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care at all about the Sunday ticket. What you said is 100% correct. I need one channel.
Yeah.
Red Zone channel. That's all I need. All season long.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, literally, I can't even watch regular games anymore because my attention span, like, is so bad. And yeah, partially because of the Red Zone channel. But I love it.
It's like 2nd and 10 from the midfield yard line. You're like, okay, give me some action.
Yeah, why do I care about this crap?
I wholeheartedly feel you. It almost feels similarly, and you were talking about this earlier, like, when you know football season kicks off. Right now we are in the midst of NFL preseason. We just wrapped up week 2, which is when you see most of the starters, most of the guys that are actually going to be playing on the Sundays that count. And still, with you knowing that these results don't matter, like with you knowing that teams are holding back, it's hard to even get into these preseason games at times.
I can't get into it at all. Like, and I remember, so, you know, when Peyton Manning was in the league and you know, winning 12, 13 games every season going to the playoffs – every season, look at their records in those years in the preseason. It was like 0-4, 1-3 every single year. It was almost like a reverse indicator. Mm. If you had a good preseason, you're going to be a terrible team. If you have a bad preseason, you might be a good. You know what I mean?
Sans the Ravens. For some reason, the Ravens keep rallying off preseason wins. They're at a record rate. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the preseason, it doesn't matter now. One thing that did matter hugely out of the preseason that happened in the Dolphins-Texans game was everybody's infatuated with what happened specifically with Tua Tagovailoa, his first game in over 230 days. And it wasn't about him throwing a touchdown. It wasn't about him throwing an interception. It was about Tua learning how to fall when he got hit. Like, That was all the talk around anything out of that Dolphins-Texans game. The Dolphins won it 28-3. It was in Houston. It was a great celebration, I'm sure, for people that were there and able to watch it in NRG Stadium. Fresh off of that Final Four, by the way. I think that's the first one of the first events since that Final Four. But, man, like, I know it's you're down in the dumps. I know it's a tough time as a fan when your team participating in the NFL, you know, preseason game, and all the highlight is around, hey, did my quarterback fall down the right way? Because your hopes, your dreams, everything you're contingent on for 2023 is, can Tua Tagovailoa stay healthy?
Yeah, and honestly, too, with that guy in particular, it is to a point where it is important for him to know that. Because
yeah.
if he does suffer another concussion like that,
yeah.
or another couple, let's say, he might be done. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's in a pretty serious, sort of precarious position, if you will. So learning how to fall, you know, it's pretty vital for him. And, I mean, clearly he needs it. But I agree, it's a weird thing to be hyper-focused on, for sure.
It's funny, it's probably the biggest development out of the preseason for the Dolphins. I mean, I'm sure the Teron Armstead injury hurt up front, the left tackle, you know, the one, you know, strong linchpin of that line that you need on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. Everybody wants to know when he'll be back. Jalen Ramsey got hurt in camp, people want to know. But out of anything that's happened with anything Miami Dolphins related, it's not, hey, can Mike McDaniel, the genius play caller, come back for year two and do it the same way he did it again? It's not, hey, are Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle going to get more help in that wide receiver room? It's all centered around, can Tua stay healthy? And it was a great highlight. The biggest highlight they'll have was Tua getting sacked and him tucking his chin, not hitting his helmet on the ground, not having to be taken off the game, and then coming back and finishing out a 93-yard drive. So congratulations to Dolphins fans. You won the preseason. We won't see Tua again until the regular season, and you can be happy and satisfied with that. Again, always good when you avoid injury, but also it's just a weird thing because all year long, week to week, every time the Dolphins game is going to be on, the commentators are going to talk about it, fans sitting around watching it from their favorite sports bar or their couch are going to be talking about it, and even I'm sure on that staff on the sideline, you know, at Hard Rock Stadium, Mike McDaniel, the trainers, everybody's going to be focused on keeping Tua upright. So the Dolphins have a shot here.
And yeah, I agree. Everybody you mentioned is going to be focused on that.
Yeah.
The one group of people you didn't mention that will also be focused on it is the other side.
The defense.
They are absolutely going to be hyper-focused on that as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's kind of scary if you're a Dolphins fan.
It's got to be scary if you're a Dolphins fan. I've seen the tweets already from opposing teams in the division, Bills fans, Jets fans, who are like, yeah, that looked cute there in the preseason against the Texans, but wait till he marches out here to Buffalo. But, you know, we'll have to see on that and more. But it kind of brings us into what our next topic is going to be here. We're on the second floor of the PBKC. We're not just here to talk. We're here also to watch and maybe even partake in some buying, selling, trading. Jamar, you have a card table up here, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll be after the show, I'll be hopping up there and hopefully selling some stuff for sure.
So while we're live here from 10 to 11 for the radio show, me and Jamar, the actual event, the PBKC Sports Card Memorabilia Show, well, that's going to be going on until well into the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock shutdown
yep,
time.
3 o'clock.
Free parking, free admission, and a full bar with TVs all throughout here on the second floor of the Palm Beach Kennel Club. And the reason I bring that up is a lot of what's going on here is it's all based off of the pontification, all of the predictive measures. People have been digging into analytics. People are trying to figure out which quarterbacks, which players in general do you buy? Do you buy low on now and hope that they have a great 2023? And I think Tua Tagovailoa is one of those guys, that one of the many guys that we're going to be discussing about that. But that's going to be what I'm going to bring to you because you're the master trader and salesman and buyer of cards here, right? Like, this is your thing.
Compared to you and I, yes. I guess that would be my title.
Well, yeah. You've been doing this. You're an expert in this field at this point.
Okay, yeah. Between you and I, I'll call myself an expert.
Yes, Jay Martin.
If we're widening that pool of people, no, not so much. Okay, kick it to me. What are we going to
do? So since you are the expert on that, on the at least the stock market when it comes to cards for quarterbacks and whatnot, and I have, I don't want to say an expertise either, but maybe between the two of you, I watch more of the football and dig more into which guys are going to be on the rise, which guys are on the fall, who should be looking at ahead of the season. We'll bring up to you guys which quarterbacks, which low-stock quarterbacks should you be buying this offseason ahead of this NFL 2023 season. We'll get into that and more, and I'm sure Tua Tagovailoa is going to fall on that list, at least on my side. He's Jay Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're live on the second floor of the PBKC. It's the Sports Card and Memorabilia Show here on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show.
It's August 20th. It's also the PBKC Sports Card Show, second floor, free entry, free parking, full bar, TVs as far as the eye can see, at least as far as my eyes can see. I don't got the greatest vision, and it's me, Theo Dorsey, Big Teddy Takeover here alongside Jay Mart. And, yeah, man, it is. We are on the precipice of football season. It is time for us to not only be up here enjoying the views and the discussion, but also getting in on some of this buying, selling, trading of these sports cards, because it's time to make some money.
Yeah, man, it is packed up there. I can't I'm excited for 11 so I can go make some money, hopefully.
There you go. Exactly. Right at 11, you'll be able to pop up off this table and get to your actual table and get to making some deals happen. Now, this time last year, we had a similar conversation on which quarterback specifically in the NFL would you be buying their cards right now. Preseason, ahead of the NFL actually kicking off, ahead of the games counting, which quarterbacks are people low on? Can you get in low? I mean, because a lot of times, like, let's just put an arbitrary price on it. Like, a Lamar Jackson card or, let's say, a Patrick Mahomes card, you're not really getting your hands on a Mahomes card at any kind of discount at this point in his career.
Not Mahomes, no. No, yeah. like a guy like Lamar Jackson, I feel like you can probably – because I think Lamar Jackson's really, really good.
Yeah.
I think there is probably value on Lamar.
But Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
Yeah, those guys are high.
Even and at this point
– Herbert.
Herbert, I was going to bring up because the guys last year that you would have wanted to get ahead of the season is a guy like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Who I'm sure right now, and we talked to Noah Carbone, who's not able to join us. He usually does on these sports card shows on Sundays, last Sundays of the month. He, last year, was talking about how much he had delved into the Jalen Hurts stock. He had so many Jalen Hurts cards, and I'm sure he's driving a Bentley right now based on how Jalen Hurts played last year.
Well, you got to sell him
to
get the value. But, the Jalen Hurts cards are doing nice in terms of value for sure. He's sitting pretty.
So the guys last year you would have wanted to get your hands on ahead of the NFL season would have been Jalen Hurts, who goes on to be the runner-up for MVP. He had 35 total touchdowns, 4,500 total yards. Also, not only the runner-up for NFL MVP, the runner-up in the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
Against none other than Patrick Mahomes. So he was the guy that had the breakout season for the Eagles last year. And ahead of that year, people were wondering, would he be the only problem? Turns out he was the solution for the Eagles. Another guy that you would have wanted to get in on, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith, who gets the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. He's a guy who wasn't even on people's radars
ahead of
the 2022 season. And what does he do? He goes in, he's top five in passing touchdowns, he's number one in completion percentage, and he also leads the Seahawks to the wild card. Now, I'm sure you can probably still get a Geno Smith card at decent value.
Yeah.
But the value from where it was this time last year is astronomically different.
Absolutely. Like, if you – this time last year, if you had bought a bunch of Geno Smith stuff
– Yeah.
You would have made a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Because you could have got that stuff on the cheap, on the free almost. Geno Smith was coming in to play for a team and people thought were tanking.
Yeah.
When Russell Wilson was dealt to the Broncos, his stock drove up. It shot up.
Yep.
And Geno Smith was just a guy filling in. We didn't even know he was going to start until, you know, near the season. And he goes out there and he plays like a Pro Bowl quarterback.
I mean, and honestly, even every week, I still doubt him every week.
Yeah.
I mean, even at the end of the season, it's like he's definitely going to have a Geno Smith week and ruin it for the team, right?
And it never happened. Nope. Geno Smith, Comeback Player of the Year, excellent for the Seahawks. And then this year, he gets another weapon in that wide receiver room. I think it still might be time to buy on Geno Smith. And then the last quarterback, which might be a controversial take on whether or not last year you could have bought low and his stock rose, is the man behind the center, for the Miami Dolphins, and that is Tua Tagovailoa, who before last season, we knew that they had gotten Tyreek Hill. We knew that they brought in the San Francisco 49ers whiz kid in Mike McDaniel to be their head coach. We knew that there was a possibility for combustion for this offense. What we didn't know was in the first 3-4 weeks of the season, the Dolphins would have the best offense in the NFL. They would be led by Tua, who had a 6-touchdown game. And even though Tua Tagovailoa, who had his injury concerns last year, he only played 13 games. Really, it was more like 11 and a half because he left a couple games early.
Yep.
He still was top 10 in the NFL in passing touchdowns, 25 touchdowns, which was tied with Tom Brady, which was more than Trevor Lawrence. Tua Tagovailoa, his season last year was marred by injury, and people are only going to remember him being, head to the ground, looking up, fingers, gyrating all kind of ways on primetime television. But really, the story of Tua last year was a guy that nobody believed in who went out and delivered. And if he can stay upright this year, he should once again be on this list of quarterbacks that you want to buy their car now. Buy it now while there's questions, while it's low, while people are still doubting if he can stay healthy, if he needs to retire. You buy now and it works out. And then you're riding high like Noah is with his Jalen Hurts cards. Like it's only one way to go, but up.
Well, and with Tua, we talk about how everybody is hyper focused on him and the injuries and the way he's falling and all of that stuff. And the reason that everybody is hyper focused on him like that is because, like you said, if he can avoid that, they're going to be good. When he was healthy, he was good. The team
he was elite.
Was really fun to watch. When have you ever said that about the Dolphins? In your
the miracle against the Patriots. I mean, they've had their moments.
Okay.
But this is the most electric that this Dolphins team has looked.
Yeah, and by the way, that team, you did call up one play, whatever. That team wasn't exciting throughout the year. Like, that Wildcat, it wasn't particularly exciting. But this is, and they can be really good if Tua can stay healthy. That's a tricky one. That is definitely a tricky one.
So that's going to be my number one guy on the list of quarterbacks that I'm going to recommend that you come up here to the PBKC and you buy as many Tua cards as you can. Now, it's going to be harder here in South Florida. I'm sure his price is a little bit more inflated
they
here.
They are. Yep.
But just overall, throughout the nation, people are also listening live. All throughout the nation and the world. If you go to your smart speaker, you say play ESPN 106.3. What do you get? Well, you get me and J-Mart right now until 11 o'clock here at the PBKC. And if you are listening from somewhere else, go get those Tua cards on the low because, again, this is – for me specifically, this feels like the year. Because not only did last year was the year for Tua. That was his breakout season where people were realizing he can be a franchise quarterback. He can be a team-altering quarterback, a guy that can make a difference, that makes teams game plan differently against him. Well, this year, the biggest question is really centered around health. And we can see this thing go either way. I don't think that the Tua card should be too expensive to get right now. Like, you're not going to waste a fortune. You're not betting the house to get Tua right now. And if he does stay healthy, which – is, again, the game plan for the entire Miami, Dolphins organization, from the people that selling concessions at Hard Rock Stadium all the way up to Mike McDaniel and the owner himself.
Protect Tua.
It's all about protect Tua. And if they all serve their mission well, this guy can have an MVP-type season this year, throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and turning around and handing it to Raheem Mostert. Like, this feels like the guy. So that's my number one card that any fan out there looking to make some bank this year should buy low on right now is Tua Tagovailoa. J-Mart, I know you got some good ones because you're the one that actually deals in the market of buying and selling and trading cards. I haven't opened up a pack since last year this time. Who's the guy?
So I don't know if these are good ones, and I'm not going to say
– they are good ones if it's coming from you, J-Mart.
And I'm not going to say that people should go out and necessarily buy these, but I'm going to tell you there's two guys – that I have, I'm picking up a little bit. I'm not actively spending a ton of money.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of guys I'm picking up a little bit. The first one, and I think this does sort of apply to this year's this season. I think Russell Wilson is. I don't think he is the guy that we saw last year. I've seen him a lot of years look a lot different.
Yeah.
So I'm not willing to, and he works his tail off. So I'm not willing to say he's that guy we saw last year, and right. That's it, right? So
Russell Wilson's a hot – now, that's a hot take. Now, it helps that he has a new coach now, right? He's getting Sean Payton in Denver. When he went to Denver last year, he had Nathaniel Hackett, who was – he had the worst hack job we've seen a coach have in the NFL since, I don't know, Urban Meyer a year ago. But we won't get into the details of that. But, yes, so you're saying after Russell Wilson's abysmal season with the Broncos,
yeah.
where it felt like it was the worst trade and contract in the history of the NFL,
yeah.
you're buying low on Russell Wilson this offseason.
I am, because you've seen what he can do, too. He's not an unknown quantity.
Yeah.
Like, he can be a great quarterback. He can be a quarterback that your entire fan base rallies around.
Yeah.
That is a fan favorite. Like, and he can win you Super Bowls. We've seen him do it.
Yeah.
So
when you win Super Bowl and then throw one away at the
right.
goal line.
So well, that's fair, but not on him. But,
yes. Damn it, Pete.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so I think that he's got so much talent. I feel like last year was an anomaly. And by the way, even if he doesn't ever get back to his Seahawks form, you know, in his prime, if he just does a little bit better, you can buy him now and make money on him after he has a couple good weeks. Like, he's pretty low right now.
It's a good point, because Russell Wilson is older, right? But he's not ancient. He's not Aaron Rodgers' age. He's not Tom Brady from last year. He's what, like mid to low 30s right now.
Yeah.
So he still has a few more good years in him if he's going to be good again. And you're right. He's not getting any – you're not getting Russell Wilson any lower than coming off of what he did last year.
Right, exactly.
Coming off of the – I mean, turnover laden. I mean, he had the primetime games where his team would struggle to even make field goals, let alone touchdowns. It looked bad. It felt bad. After every press conference, he was yelling out, Broncos country, let's ride, even though he was riding them into the dumps of the AFC West. It was hyped up as it was going to be for him. He had MVP odds. They said the AFC West had the best quarterbacks of all time with Mahomes, Herbert, Wilson, and Derek Carr. Everything around Russell Wilson was gold at that time, and it all tarnished. It all looked terrible.
Yeah.
You're right. You're not getting Russell Wilson any lower. The question is, how much do you buy in on Sean Payton being the quarterback whisperer, coming into Denver and actually making something of it? Is his relationship with Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton going to be good enough because the rest of the wide receiver room got injured or traded away in this past offseason? Like, and then the Denver Broncos defense has to remain good like they were last year, which is hard to predict year over year in the NFL. But I do love the pick because, again, I'm not here. I can't side with you on this. I don't think Russell Wilson's going to be good or great this year, next year. Can't be as bad as he was last year.
Right. There you go.
Exactly. Ain't nowhere to go but up.
There you go. I like it. And I do have a longer shot for you.
Yes. Oh, you have a – I like – hold on. So should we take a break and then get your longer shot in?
Whatever you want. Sure.
Let's take a break and then get your longer shot in, only because I do know that I don't want to skip over our good partners
of
here.
Of course not.
As well as that's what they call an excellent tease. You throwing out a long shot here. After already going Russell Wilson, it's a longer shot than Wilson?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I would love to hear it. One thing that you're going to want to love to come see, visit yourself, if you are a fan of the great events that go on here at the PBKC, you've heard of Lunch with a Legend. Well, how about Dinner with a Legend at the Paddock? College Football Hall of Famer Lou Holtz going to be here Wednesday, October 4th, live in the Paddock Restaurant. Doors going to open at 6 p.m. The program begins at 7. Again, it's not Lunch with a Legend, Dinner with the great Lou Holtz. And for information on that, to get tickets, call 561-683-2222 or go to pbkennelclub.com. When we return, J. Mark gives his long shot for the quarterback you need to buy in on right now this offseason ahead of the NFL year, and I'm going to give you a few more as well. We're live here on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show.
Me and J-Mart live two different lives. In the break, for me, I'm just responding to my fiance's text. She's trying to figure out when I'm coming home. She's obviously forgot the time of our show here. I told her 10 to 11 when I left, but I was just responding to a text. J-Mart, he's making deals. He's making deals,
man.
Up here. What are you able to announce? Is this breaking news courtesy of St. Lucie Battery and Tire? Are you able to announce your the deals you just struck here in the break?
I sold a Corbin Carroll Topps Chrome X-Fractor and a Paolo Banchero pink optic rated rookie for $50. It was supposed to be 55, but neither of us had changed for a 5 or had changed for a 10, so I just took 50.
You're a good man, CJ Moore. I knew you were a good man, dog. I might have to do some deals with you as well, and I'll just act like I don't have change and make it work as well, just like that.
That sounds great.
That sounds good. Second floor of the PBKC, if you want to get in on some of the deals and action that's going on here. J-Mart is 2 carts lighter, but $50 heavier here. And we'll see if that newfound money doesn't change him and change the way he does the rest of this show here.
Right.
Free admission, free drinks. Or no, not free drinks. Free parking and a full bar if you want to get some drinks here.
That's right.
Up on the second floor of the Palm Beach Kennel Club. And if you want to get in on that Paolo Banchero deal, I hear that the price is only going up. I'm surprised you sold on Paolo, man. The dude's a baller.
Yeah, no, he is very good, but he also sells.
So. He sells well. And when you're good, you sell well.
That's exactly right. You got to pick your battles.
That's some gas money at the very least on the way to get home. Man, we're talking here not just about, you know, the baseball cards and basketball cards, but more specifically, it's football season here all throughout the globe. But, of course, here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, we get ready to watch our favorite NFL teams play. We get ready to cheer on our college football teams, which, again, we got some promising stuff hopefully coming out of Florida in college football this year. We got UCF in a new conference, the Big 12. You got Florida Atlantic with a new head coach, Tom Herman. By the way, before we go any further on this show, there's been a picture circulating of Tom Herman, head coach of the FAU football team, with grills in his mouth. With the grills. I'm talking about diamond grills, top and bottom. And I need to, as a journalist, I wouldn't be doing my duty if I didn't try and find out if this is real. I need to, you know, investigate the veracity of these claims. There's been a tweet. The FAU football team actually tweeted it out. Look up the FAU. Yes, yes. So, is this real? Tom Herman with a full set of grills. And he coached in Houston.
For the Peach Bowl.
And he has a full, top and bottoms is diamond. Tom Herman.
Looking like Paul Wow.
If you want to buy in on a football program this offseason ahead of kickoff before they just go straight to the moon, I suggest you get in on those Owls who, again, the basketball team coming off that Final Four run and their new head coach, Tom Herman. It has been researched here by J-Mart.
Yeah, we got the pictures, bro.
There's pictures. He's cheesing. I'm surprised he didn't tell me he had the tops and bottoms, and I wonder who he got them from. I'm sure he got them in Houston. Tom Herman, head football coach of FAU, is iced out. He's more iced out than I've ever been, and I'm trying to get on his level. Next press conference, I'm going to be asking him about that grill and if there's a discount code or anything, if I can tap in on that. Back to what we were talking about originally, but again, shout out to Tom Herman, Houston legend now, and FAU football coach who's got the tops and the bottoms there, and I'm very impressed. Which quarterbacks right now, and because it's not the offseason, it's the preseason, but it's ahead of the kickoff to the regular season. We're talking which quarterbacks are low stock that you should buy in on now, especially if you're up here buying, selling, trading cards. You should buy them now, because their stock is only going to rise this NFL season. Earlier, I went with Tua Tagovailoa because I feel like it is everyone's mission. It's their collective goal to keep that dude healthy, and we know what he is when he's healthy, and he's a dotter. He's a dimer. He says Russell Wilson of the Denver Broncos bringing in Sean Payton, and really not a lot else changing around that except for hopefully the culture and the offense, and also you get to lose Nate Hackett. You think Russell Wilson will be a breakout player this year who can at least score you more if you buy his card today and sell it by the end of the season. Russell Wilson will have a better year than he did last year.
I think Russell Wilson has more gas in the tank.
Yeah.
Whether I think he's going to be a breakout player this year, I'm not sure.
It's hard to call him a breakout, but yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, I think Russell Wilson definitely has more gas in the tank, and I think his value will be higher than it is right now.
Now, before you went off for the break and made your sales on your cards, you told us you had a long shot quarterback. And
yeah.
If Russell Wilson ain't a long shot, I'm a little nervous to hear who you think is another quarterback that people should buy the cards of now. Buy the stock while it's low, because it's only getting better from here. J-Mart?
Well, again, I'm not saying other people should do this.
Okay, you're not saying you're doing it.
I'm saying for me.
You're doing it.
And like I said, this is a much longer shot. It's a longer term thing. And I need to be clear that I'm talking about buying dirt cheap.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm investing thousands of dollars in buying. I'm saying I'm buying cards dirt cheap.
You're qualifying the hell out of this right now.
Well, because you have to. Of Zach Wilson.
Oh.
And I say that because I wasn't sold on the fact that he was just done as a quarterback based on something he said at a press conference or whatever. Because it wasn't about his football ability necessarily that people totally wrote him off.
It was his attitude. And his attitude, yeah.
And also, so now I think he's going to have the benefit, actually, of being behind Aaron Rodgers at the one time in Aaron Rodgers' career where it might actually, like, the backup may gain something from that.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like he's actually being that guy that you kind of want your quarterback to be.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks? Or
I have not.
Okay, because in Hard Knocks, it does feel like he has a good enough relationship with not only the teammates but Zach Wilson in the quarterback room. And you can tell Zach Wilson, who grew up idolizing Aaron Rodgers, really enjoys being around the dude, really looks up to the guy. He even called him dad at one point at Hard Knocks, which was a little weird to me, but I rocked with it. It's cool.
I mean, that seems a little bit strange, but but I think the guy has some potential still.
Yeah.
I never was going to write him off, but now that he's behind Aaron Rodgers, even though we know it's going to be a little bit more time.
Yeah.
That, for me, for somebody like me that just wants to buy his cards, if I'm going to buy him, I want him to be as cheap as possible. I'm fine if it takes a little while. I don't want him necessarily to play this year. I want him to get the benefit of learning from Aaron Rodgers. And then, so I've bought a couple of cards that were, like, dirt cheap.
Yeah. When you say dirt cheap, how much per card? I mean, because we know that you just sold a Paolo Banchero and a baseball guy. What's the guy's name? The Diamondback.
Corbin Carroll. Yep.
You sold them two for $50. How much would a Zach Wilson card, how much can you buy one for today?
Well, so I think I've bought five Zach Wilson cards.
Yeah.
Right? And I think I've paid about $100 for the five. If he were to have a couple of good games, maybe even one good game, each of those five would sell for that 100, at least.
East, per card. You can get probably 100 per card.
If he has one good game.
And 24 years old, and he has a lot of things to figure out in the NFL, but also because obviously he's sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, who's not going anywhere. Here's what I would raise you. I would raise this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The number one concern with the Jets this season, it's not their defense, it's not their quarterback play, it's not their weapons, it's not the coaching. The number one concern is their offensive line. There's a chance that 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's had injury problems over the past 3-4 years here and there, the collarbone back then, I mean, just last year was playing with a broken thumb. He's had injury issues pile up. Now he's behind maybe the most uncertain offensive line he's had in his career, at least in the prime of his career, and he's 40 years old. There's a chance, and you might not like this, but there's a chance Aaron Rodgers at some point goes down this season and Zach Wilson would be his direct backup to step in and take over the offense and maybe have a good game or two. You might be able to turn this a lot quicker than you think. You're looking at it like a 401k. It might be one of those, you know, quick little well, Cash App type of stocks you can get.
I guess my thought when you say that, like the logic is that because of the offensive line, there's a likelihood that Aaron Rodgers gets knocked out.
Yeah.
That also tells me that also decreases the likelihood that
Zach Wilson
will have a good game because he's going to have that same offensive
line. Well, he's more athletic, though. So Zach Wilson, he would be better behind a worse offensive line, whereas Aaron Rodgers might make the better, quicker decision. Zach Wilson can escape pressure and get away from
it. And that's just because of age, because Rodgers was the man. Like, he was very mobile back in the day.
Was. Yeah. And don't let Stone Labanowitz, Aaron Rodgers' number one fan, hear any of this talk right now. Here on the second floor of PBKC, man. It is that was a shocker. That was a shocker. Saying Zach Wilson, saying that anybody should be buying on Zach Wilson right now, always going to be a shocker. But like you said, it's about getting in at the ground level and hoping it goes higher.
Well, and that's why I put so many qualifiers on
it.
Like, I'm not but again, though, so I spent $100.
Yeah.
He has one good regular season NFL game, and that's 500.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could have lost $100. I may lose $100. There's no question.
It's risk-reward.
But literally one good game. And that's 500.
In the next two seasons, I'm sure he can squeeze out one. The problem is, hopefully, he doesn't have a couple bad ones before the good one. You need the good one to come first.
You're right. You're right.
And then you sell high.
That's true.
And you hope like hell that was it for him. I have one. I have one here, and it's a Palm Beach County native. And it's somebody we already mentioned earlier on the show. Again, quarterbacks that you should buy low on now because their stock is only getting higher this season. And that's the one. The most electrifying quarterback in this league when he is playing and healthy, when he is on his game, Lamar Jackson. Boynton Beach alum, Ravens quarterback. He just got paid his bag this offseason. Not maybe the bag he wanted, but definitely a sizable one when he got his contract extension from the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson comes into this season as a guy who was ranked number 72 on the NFL 100 list. So his peers are doubting him a little bit. He was ranked behind Jared Goff, of all players. He was ranked near Geno Smith on that list. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson also comes into the season a guy whose MVP odds aren't that high. He just got a new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken. He's got OBJ now, Zay Flowers. He's got a healthy Rashad Bateman coming back. They're playing in a more modern NFL offense in Baltimore this year. I also saw reports last week that, this might be a good idea. The offensive coordinator and the team itself are actually taking hints or taking input from Lamar Jackson on plays he wants to call, routes he wants his receivers to run, or just any input in general on how the offense is working. That's a novel idea. Maybe you let your quarterback have input, your MVP and Heisman-winning quarterback have input on the offense that he's running.
Something about Lamar, he has been perpetually underestimated and undervalued his entire career.
Yeah.
Even here in high school, like, I'm going to call us out.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call ESPN West Palm out. He was number two on the top 63 list. He was number two. We made the same mistake.
I wasn't here for that.
I was.
I would have corrected that.
I was, and we made the same mistake that everybody else did.
Yeah.
And when he went to Louisville, everybody underestimated him. Guy wins a Heisman. People still underestimate him coming to the NFL.
Oh,
the guy
goodness.
Wins an MVP. People still underestimate him, and they're still doing it. It's crazy to me.
It's crazy to me too, J. Martin. That's why you buy now. Buy low now, because one thing we've learned after every single time he's been estimated, it's only gotten better. He only works against the grain and goes up higher than those who doubt him. Speaking of Lamar Jackson, that's going to get us into what we want to talk about after this. The best high school athlete that you've seen play in person. I was at dinner last night with a couple guys that played football in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. So we'll get right into it. We won't even go to a break here. They were talking about, just last night, we were talking about the football season. They were talking about their heyday. You know how guys get, you know.
Totally.
They had great high school careers. They were talking about the different players that they watched or played against in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. And I asked specifically about Lamar Jackson. So I wasn't here when Lamar Jackson was ripping it up for Boynton Beach. I was, back in, I think, Houston or covering sports somewhere else at that time. So I missed all of the Lamar Jackson hype and stuff that happened in high school. But, J-Mart, for you, I mean, he obviously was dominant. He was good. Boynton Beach wasn't a good football team at that time. But did you get any chances to watch Lamar while he was at Boynton?
I don't think I ever saw him play live.
Yeah.
So that's why he's not my answer. I would assume that he would easily be my answer if I did, but I don't believe I ever saw him live.
Right. So they even said, I mean, there were other guys during that time. It wasn't crazy for ESPN Top 63 to not have him number one because there was some contention. There was a little reason for doubt there, mainly because probably Boynton Beach's other athletes around him, or maybe also there were just other guys that were shining on the Friday night light fields back then. For me, particularly, when we talk about the best high school athletes we've seen in person, the best guys that we've seen rip up the fields against these amateur guys that look like pros amongst Joes, I always go back to a guy that I actually was just playing against the Miami Dolphins last night for the Houston Texans in their backfield, Damian Pierce. Running back for the Houston Texans, Damian Pierce, who went off to go to the Florida Gators after high school and now is going into year two and is going to be a really hot fantasy football selection for a lot of people. His card probably sells pretty well as well. Running backs
are tough, yeah.
It is tough. I guess I forgot about the whole running back issue in the NFL today.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But Damian Pierce, here's what I know.
Where did he play high
him.
School?
He played high school at Bainbridge High School, the Bainbridge
in
Bearcats in South Georgia.
Oof.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's my neck of the woods.
You know about Bainbridge. You know about South Georgia a little bit, the 229.
Yeah, yeah.
So Damian Pierce.
Wait, 229? That's the zip code?
Yeah, that's the area code. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's my parents' area code in Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. Yeah. I covered Fitzgerald as well when I was in South Georgia as well. It's all the same area. There was some Bainbridge versus Fitzgerald games back in the day. But here was the thing with the Bainbridge Bearcats back in the day. They had three plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
One was halfback dive. The other one was halfback dive. And the third one was damn near halfback dive. They would turn around and hand the ball to Damian Pierce with nine guys in the box, game after game, play after play, and he did nothing but tote that thing into touchdowns time after time. That was one of my favorite games to cover as a high school reporter at that time, because not only was Damian Pierce electrifying to watch, he also was a guy that – that they drain the clock out a lot out there. So who's your high school athlete that you feel like was the best to watch in person?
Since I didn't see Lamb Jack, I saw a lot of Travis Rudolph. And Travis Rudolph in high school, he was great.
Travis Rudolph in high school.
Yeah, he didn't blow you away. Like, you wouldn't look at him and go, oh, man, that guy's so fast. But then he would be 20 yards ahead of everybody. Like, he made everything look very easy. He was great.
He was a dog. I wish I would have been able to see that. We'll see how great the athletes are this high school football season as well. NFL, college, and high school kicking off soon. Next time we're back up here on the second floor will be December 10th. It was fun. That's J-Mart. I'm Theo Dorsey, the Sports Card and Memorabilia Show on ESPN 106.3.